Hey guys, what's up? We are back with another video today, and today we are doing our Georgia 2023 college football prediction. So make sure you hit that subscribe button down below for the two-time national defending national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs, as we introduce our one of our biggest college football prediction videos of the summer. Also, make sure that you like this video down below. Comment your thoughts and opinions. What do you think Georgia's record will be? Will they be a three-peat national champion? Will they win the SEC championship again? What your thoughts are if you're a Florida fan coming over to hate on Georgia. Let me know on your thoughts on Georgia and anybody else down below. Also, make sure you check out the website, podcast, and the other college football channel, a college football roundup, where me and American Football Network discuss all the latest news, rumors, top 25 rankings, stuff like that. There's some exclusive content on there. So if you want to go check out more college football content, link is down in the description. So let's get started with today's preview. As we make our way over to the schedule, Georgia, for the first time in their 2 to 3 years of reigning dominance, is going to have a new quarterback. It's going to be probably Carson Beck. I'm going to kind of make that assumption in this video. If you disagree with me, Georgia fans, you can let me know. But I'm going to kind of make the assumption that Carson Beck will be the starting quarterback for Georgia in this upcoming season. So Georgia starts the year off against UT Martin. This is not going to be a difficult opponent by any means. If UT Martin stays within 70, it'd probably be a win for UT Martin. But in all seriousness, really, like, if this game Georgia doesn't win by 60 points, I think more fans will be disappointed. But should be an easy win there. Once again, you play Ball State, another easy win. This is just not going to be much of an issue. It's just going to be like an easy win. Ball State's not going to be much of an issue. They have some decent players, but they're not even a really good MAC school, to be honest. I don't even have them in the top three of the MAC this year. Then you have your first kind of true test, and that's a home game against South Carolina. Last year, you beat the crap out of the Gamecocks. You have been for the past couple of years with guys like Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey as receiving threats, and obviously the offensive line led by returning center Cedric Van Pran. I think that you're looking at a offense that is going to do exactly what it did last year. I think defensively, South Carolina may get some more points scored on them. I think Rattler is a good quarterback that improved compared to last year's game. So I think it's possible, too probable, that South Carolina does put a few more points on this board. But I think offensively, Georgia will still succeed. I think that this is probably a 10 to 14 point win by Georgia. I don't think that they blow them out of the water like they did last year, but I think it's a pretty comfortable win. Then you have UAB coming to town. UAB is a newly minted conference. Oh, I forget what conference is UAB in. But they're joining the American Athletic Conference. So they're a newly minted American Athletic Conference member, but should get a win here. UAB, solid player in American Athletic, I think, this year. They're probably going to be the best non-conference game that Georgia has on the schedule. Maybe Georgia Tech is better. It's kind of 50-50 on whether you think UAB or Georgia Tech is better. But it's going to be a pretty easy win there. Then you head to your first real, your first road test of the season, and that is in Jordan-Hare in Auburn. The problem that I have with this Auburn team, I really do like the hire of Hugh Freeze. I think that is a good hire, a tremendous hire at that. I think it's one of the best hires of the cycle. But with Hugh Freeze, you're put in a really difficult spot. The program was kind of – it wasn't run into the ground like some programs have been, but it definitely was left with a lackluster overall setting, because I just don't think that in any sense Auburn was really left with a lot. So Auburn probably going to have to take an L here. I think Georgia once again gets the win. I think that it could be maybe a little bit competitive, but my guess is Georgia blows them out. Then you have Kentucky coming to town. This should be probably a pretty easy game. Kentucky played them decently well last year for about two quarters, maybe two and a half, depending on if you're a Kentucky fan or a Georgia fan. But Kentucky brings in Devin Leary, the former NC State quarterback, to be their new quarterback. And I think that that is a decent, almost an improvement as a passer. He's not anywhere near the runner that Will Levis is, but I think as a pocket passer, I do think that he is a little bit better than Levis, at least more refined. Levis obviously has the skills and the talent to be better, but more refined is Leary. Then you head on the road to play Vanderbilt. And here's the thing. This is not an easy, easy Vanderbilt team. If you look at my preview and prediction for Vanderbilt, it was one of the first ones that I did. Vanderbilt has an opportunity. If this is a decent Vanderbilt team, if they have a very interesting opportunity to be 5-1 going into this game, if you could get a win against a Florida and a Missouri, you could be 5-1 going into this game. If you win those two matchups or win the Wake Forest matchup and lose one of those three matchups, you go 5-1, even possibly 6-0 going into this matchup. So this is probably not going to be the same 2-4, 1-5 Vandy team that you face every year. By no means is Georgia going to have a competitive game with Vandy, do I think? But do I think it will be a 63-0, 59-0 type of just absolute beatdown? No, I don't think it will. I think it will be a little bit better of a matchup. And with AJ Swan at quarterback, I think that you do have a little bit of experience there. But again, I say all that basically more as to pump Vandy up a little bit, even though we know Georgia will probably crush them. Then you have a bye week before you head down to Jacksonville to play the Gators. This is kind of a interesting matchup here. It's later on in the season. Billy Napier, I think, has the Florida team getting in a little bit better position than it previously was at. But you lost your quarterback. You really don't have a replacement ready. You're kind of in a tough spot. It's a spot that I think Florida fans are going to be a little bit scared of at the end of this season. It's possible Florida only wins 5 or 6 games. It really is possible. And to say all that, Georgia is going to beat them. Georgia is probably going to crush them. Once again, it's not going to be a fun game for Florida. Then you welcome in Missouri. Missouri almost beat Georgia last year. So by no means is this going to be an easy walk in the park game. But I think at the same time, I think Georgia will be much more aware that this is a team that has an ability to win ball games and an ability to play competitive. Even though I don't think Missouri is a fantastic team, I do think that they will play this game a little bit competitive, but I think Georgia will not be there. Missouri won't be the most competitive game on Georgia's schedule once again. Then you have another home game, as it seems like every game on this schedule is a home game for Georgia. I think you only have 4 true road games this season. Yeah, you have 4 with a trip to Jacksonville as a neutral site game. But like I said, you bring in Ole Miss to play. The Rebs, they are in an interesting spot. Jackson Dart, Spencer Sanders, they're okay at quarterback. They're not fantastic. I think that you probably get a win. I think that this is just a team that is just okay. They're not bad by any means, but they're just not really that great. It is a team that I think is probably going to win about 7 to 8 games. It's going to be a solid season for the Rebs, but by no means do I think that this is a game in which Ole Miss is able to come into Sanford Stadium and be able to compete with the Georgia team. Then you head to Neyland for probably your toughest test of the season with this game. So with this matchup particularly, it kind of comes down to this particular kind of matchup. How good is Carson Beck and how good is Joe Milton? And if those two, or maybe it's Nico, I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name, the Tennessee 5-star quarterback. But whoever is, I think, the better quarterback is going to have a little bit of an advantage. But I think what this game really comes down to is defense. And defense wins championships, as Georgia has learned these past 2 years. And that's something that Tennessee lacks. I think that Georgia gets the W here, though I think it will be a much more competitive game and probably one that goes down to the wire. Then finally, in your final game of the season, with a shocking result, I'm going to have Georgia winning this game. So for the first time in my predictions, I have a team going 12-0. I think that this is a game in which they have very little to fear in a manner of, I think that they're going to get a dub. I think that Georgia Tech is in a better position than they were under Jeff Collins, but I still think that this is a team that needs a lot of work. So that's going to wrap up today's video. Hit the two videos down below and hit the subscribe button up here for more content. Also, make sure that you ring that notification bell. As always, make sure you check out the podcast and website. And that's going to wrap up today's video. As always, have a great day.